Lyon, Henry, 1796 to 1872, and Deborah, 1796 to 1874. Born in New York State, Henry and Deborah Lyon moved to Michigan in the 1820s. When Plymouth Township in Wayne County was organized in 1827, Henry Lyon was elected tax assessor, a position he held on several occasions in the following years, also serving as township clerk for 2 years. The Lyons were apparently Adventists of the age-to-come persuasion, followers of Joseph Marsh prior to becoming Sabbath-keeping Adventists in 1852. The same year they sold their farm in Plymouth and moved to Battle Creek in 1853. Henry Lyon is remembered in particular for his contributions to the reorganization of the Review and Herald publishing house and its relocation from Rochester, New York, to Battle Creek in 1855. Financing and promoting the Review single-handedly had taken a heavy toll on James White's health by 1855, and he was determined to bring about change. He suggested, among other things, that a finance committee be appointed to carry full financial responsibility for the publishing work, a committee on which Henry Lyon subsequently served. When the decision was made to relocate the press to Battle Creek, Lyon was one of four Michigan persons who invested $300 of personal money to raise the $1,200 needed to buy a plot of land and erect a building to house the press. 3 years earlier, the Lyons had sold their Plymouth farm for $4,000, which gave them the means to contribute generously to church projects. Henry and Deborah Lyon receive only incidental mention in the writings of Ellen White. The one exception is a testimony, written some months after Henry's death in 1872, directed to their son-in-law, Merritt E. Cornell, and daughter, Angeline Cornell, containing reproof for neglecting to look after Henry and Deborah in their sickness and old age.